back to foods for a little while here. Fat pork cured in salt or brine. Do you remember the name? Must have been a staple in the store.
We would call that salt pork.
I see. Mm-hmm. And if the side of pork is cured and smoked,
that would be bacon.
Mm-hmm. And if it's cut into thin strips,
it would still be the bacon, that is sliced bacon.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now the fatter part of the bacon, or that is the hog, that we refer to as the jowl.
Yes.
Do you know where that comes from?
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
The jaws, the fat jaws of a hog is the jowl.
And it's called the jowl. It's not called the jowl.
No, it's jowl is what it is. It's called the jowl bacon.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you use the word side, or did I use the word side? Now, do you differentiate between side and salt pork? A side of meat be what?
Well, a side of meat could refer to a beef, too.
Yes.
A beef side or a beef quarter.
That's just simply a side, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does flitch mean anything to you?
A what?
Flitch.
Flitch.
Flitch is not used out in these parts of the country.
No, I don't believe it is. What is it? Do you have it?
Sometimes used for side.
It is? I don't know what it would be.
But of course, mm-hmm. there's a possibility that it was a word that was used sometime in the past here that you would recall, but it's not used mm-hmm. customarily now. But that's not the case, as far mm-hmm. as you can recall.
No, I don't recall that at all.
What about the tough skin of hog side, it's sometimes cut off when you...
Yeah. Well, we really call it the hide of a hog, I guess.
Ever call it the rind?
The rind, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, bacon rinds, we refer to it. So that would be the rind would be the skin of the hog.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, milk that is turned and thickened.
Refer to it as sour milk or clabber milk. If you don't mind, people have talk about heartburn. You've heard people speak, I have the heartburn so bad. If they could get whole milk before it is pasteurized and get it from the Holstein breed of cattle and sour that for about 3 weeks and then drink that sour milk, it contains more acetic acid than any tablets or anything that you can eat. And that reason you have this heartburn is a lack of acetic acid in your stomach. I'm not talking from hearsay, I'm talking from experience on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tony's father and I used to go to a doctor in Terre Haute. He was an MD and he was also a very, very fine osteopath.
I see.
And I was having some trouble when I was about 30 years old. I had an underworked thyroid gland, and I became very despondent, wasn't interested in anything. And Warner Page, we were speaking of the Pages the other day, Warner Sr., now his father, said to me one day, he said, I'm going to take you to a doctor and get you straightened out. And he took me up to this doctor, and I was telling him about this. He opened a refrigerator, and it was lined, a great big refrigerator, with quarts of this sour milk. He said, I'll fix you up. And he had a big pitcher, and he poured out, took the green mold off the top, poured this milk in there, and put a little brown sugar in it, and whipped it all up, and said, now drink this. I said, I don't like sour milk. My father did. He loved to take a bowl of sour milk and just slice it off and eat it. And he said, you try this. So I drank it.